Everybody, how are you doing tonight? This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the day today is Saturday, naturally. And it's January 17th. We're in the year of 2015. And we normally release energies from people that you may have had situations with, troubles, problems. So just think about something that happened to you more recently here. Got your buttons pushed. Could even be maybe something you're dealing with, maybe a pain energy. And you need to just focus on that, and I'll release that one page out of your master library of many volumes of stuff. But this will be one page being released. So here we go. Think of your one situation. And I'm going to release that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And what I will do is I'll do this a little differently. So that's what you have, okay? So let's just say that something happened to you. Somebody did something to you. So now maybe you're upset with that person. So we release that energy. Now, naturally, because something happened to you, maybe you got involved with an argument with the other person. But they're not released yet. So they're now still a little irritated with you. So think of their name. And I'll release that energy from them, and maybe you can have a little better relationship next time you see them. So here we go. Releasing the energy from them. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, dear. Okay, but that one again. One, two, three, four, and five. Now let's energize the light beings to bring peace into your room. We'll start with the first one up, and if you only have one light being up, it'll be male energies. Three males are going to come your way. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And the next light being, if you have the three up that we have on our chat room here that you can click on, number two here will be the non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we will do the female, and this is one light being. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Tomorrow is our 8-hour call that starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, to get rid of alien critters that are hanging out with you. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you with us tonight, Ann?
I sure am, Ron. Hi, and delighted to be here. Saturday Night on the Lightship is... I think our most wonderful show. If you're a new listener, Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. Please check that out after the show. It's a wonderful night to be joining us. Can we ask people for some room suggestions, Ron, tonight? Is that okay?
Sure, just to bring them forth.
Okay.
You know, when we're going to the lightship.
Great.
If we do it now, maybe we can collect them somehow, but sometimes it's a little harder. Have a bunch of things to look at, but yeah, either way, it would work out.
Great. So we got a lot of positive feedback from the show the other day when you brought everyone, sort of checked everyone listening and sort of brought everyone into the moment and cleared them, gave them clarity to take in everything they could from the show and from things you're going to share with us tonight. And I think you also stretched the energy so that the show would seem like it was even longer than it really was. So can we do that again, Ron?
Sure. So the show stretching energies. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll see if we can get more information in here. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, let's see what's happening.
Okay. Does it feel like we're all with you, Ron, and everybody's present?
It does.
And...
yeah, everybody feels like they're on board.
Great. That's wonderful. Okay, we have a couple of requests of things to clear real quick. So I thought we might as well just start those at the beginning of the show. And the first one is, could you please clear today's date, 1/17/2015?
Okay, we'll clear the one for January, so releasing that energy. This is what you'd be doing also if you have the natal chart clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now we'll do the 17. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the 2015 year, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie dokie.
Okay, and this person asked this, I think, before, but maybe there's some kind of activity going on. I don't know, but someone is asking us to clear the energies from Pluto and Uranus.
Okay, well, we'll just see how the energy is quartered to everybody. So we'll just release the energetic cord from Pluto if you have one. Let's kind of take note where it's attached to your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And Uranus, where that one's attached also. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie
doke. Okay, and we have a couple of emails. We have actually two things that I feel are sort of related, an email and a comment from the fast chat from the other day. Hi, Ron and co-host. I don't watch television, but when I check emails, I've been seeing Yahoo News ads and all sorts of horrible things happening. And that I find very disturbing. So I'm going to have to timeline crash the news headlines and maybe put those headlines in the free keyword clearing. So this listener accidentally ran and bumped up against some news, and he's asking for a sample of the media clearing.
Okay, so normally the media bomb would be either you saw it, possibly, or and you heard it. Well, more than likely, you heard it for sure, and you also may have saw it. So here we go. Let's work with the eyes just to do it this way so you can actually feel what's happening. So, seeing something, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do the ears as you heard it. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Wow, thank you, Ron. So will that get rid of any timelines we may have gotten on if we looked at some headlines?
Well, it's whatever you have looked at, it may help you, yeah.
Okay, great. And it would be if you feel you got emotionally caught up in something, right, and something really struck you, it's a good idea to timeline crash it.
Yeah, and, you know, just see how your body's doing. Because your body will tell you what's going on with it.
Okay. And then somewhat related to media is someone put a question on the fast chat. Actually, specifically, I'll give our good friend of the show, Ed, a little plug here. Mr. Oxygen, as we know, sometimes calls in, and he's been a longtime listener. He has some videos and things on YouTube that are wonderful if people would like to check that out, where he teaches about holistic healing. But one person is asking, and it isn't just Ed. I'm sure there are other people that have this. You know, how do you manage having yourself on YouTube and pictures of yourself on the Internet and keep your spirit in your body? So do you clear them out before they're posted or what? And so I was wondering if you could talk about that, Ron. It's kind of talking about media in the opposite way. Like, what if we are the subject of the media?
Well, that one's very difficult because, Canon will cord you with your picture.
So
about what you could do, do whatever clearing seems to work. You know, somebody could not even like you, and they could be doing a dark side practitioner, energy on you. You could have energetic cords. There's so much that they could be doing to you when you have a picture up. Might even, think really bad thoughts about you by seeing you. So there's really nothing that you can successively do all the time as you have more than one person seeing you. So that's you have to be prepared for that. And you want to put your face up, even on some of the websites that's out now that people are going to. What are people doing to you when you're on Facebook or whatever you're on? You know, you have to realize that, you know, if you have a choice not to be on that, then you may not want to be doing what you're doing. If you don't have a choice, then, you know, just realize that, yeah, you're going to be a target. Well, I guess that's about all that I can really say, Ann. There's
okay.
Nothing that give you a magic bullet, you know, where, yeah, this is not going to help me at all or hurt me if I get on here. I just know that people court people.
Right. And you do have a courting clearing.
Yes, I do have a courting clearing. That you may want to do all the time, you know.
Right. It's a good one. Can we, I know you already took plants off us, can we have a sample of the courting clearing, maybe remove one courting from our head or something?
Yeah, we'll take it away from your face, I guess. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron. Oh, and I forgot that same person asked if they need to clear their email address and passwords and stuff on the natal barcode. And I would think the answer to that is yes. Right, Ron?
Yeah, everything helps. How you're being connected, you know, to people, places, and things. And the things may be what you want to get disconnected from.
Okay. All right, I'm going to move on to the next email. Hi, Ron. A while ago, you gave us the tool of using placeholders as protection. I always shrink wrap before I go out, but I had been forgetting to add that in. Then I remembered and started using it again. Wow, is it effective. I really feel like there's something thick all around me protecting me. I'd like to confirm with you that I'm doing this correctly. I state out loud, I command that Creation Lightship space holders be in front of me, behind me, to my right, to my left, over my head, and under my feet to protect me now.
Well, the space holders are only going to be in your body because your spirit isn't there. So that's what the space holders are there. So in a way, nothing can come into them. So that, in a sense, could be protection. But they're not going to ward off anything. It's that they're going to be peace energies stored with you. So... It's something that you could request to have space holders come into you. Maybe if you get hurt, they may be able to stay with you where your spirit won't, as they're just peace energies. So they're really non-conscious energy as far as something that's going to be experiencing life here. So like I said, they're just strictly a space holder. So if you're having luck with it that way, that's wonderful.
So you're saying it could also be used to actually be put in your body as some light to kind of hold a space in your body if you feel you need it.
That's what they're for, is to be inside of you. To hold.
Fascinating. So, and will it help it? Could help protect us, though, too, by having something around us, as this listener said.
I don't know if they're going to go around you. They only just go into the life form that you're questioning. So there's no life form around you. you know, for that. I'm not saying that it may not work that way, but typically I don't see any reason to have it around you because it needs to be connected into inside of your body.
Okay, great. That's very helpful, Ron. Thank you. Okay. We have somebody who wrote in about the emotional body healing. Dear Ron, I have been getting even better results through my emotional body healings lately, and I wanted to share it with you. I've been noticing what is happening in my life and in my body and either tracing it back to an incident in time or doing the I love blank until I understand what the origination is. So now I put in not just angry, for instance, but angry about what? Not just frustrated, but frustrated about what? Then I clear it in the emotional healing and the special healing, putting in the physical and emotional symptoms. Thank you. I am finally getting it that I have to take responsibility for where I am in my life.
Yeah, that is true. Yes, good.
Well, you have said, Bron, that you know any illness or disease starts in the emotions.
Yep, that's correct.
So basically, anytime you search back to where did this start or why, as much as you can, that's going to help you heal better. Okay. So the other time, I guess last Wednesday, when we were on the show, we were talking about peace. And I'd love to continue that discussion. And we have some emails that I'd like to share that people have written in discussing peace with you. Do you want to keep going with that, Ron? Is that good?
Yeah, that sounds fine, yes.
All righty. Oh, actually, let me just check the fast chat here. I guess for a moment we had a problem with our sound, but it's back on. We went off a bit. Okay. People are starting to put in their requests for the Creation Lightship. Okay. Hi, Ron. It's an amazing journey from when I first started my healings with you. I did them all, and now I'm in the light. I had to come back and listen to your Conscious Life Expo videos that talked of timelines and clones and what source energy truly is, because I had tons of energy from the dark that the light beings took off me. I had gotten to the point of love energy and had a lot of judgment with it. Your videos, especially the 2011 video, helped me move away from it into peace. For in peace energy, you have discernment and true love minus any judgment. People should aspire to have peace, for then we will have discernment, love, and ascension. Let me say that ascension is not possible without first achieving peace. Blessings to you.
Hey, thank you. Yes.
That's very nice, right?
Yep, very good.
And you were talking a lot about clones last night, Ron, and different alien attack things. And the thing that I got most out of that and really held on to was if you're in peace, peace is neutrality, basically, then they can't work you. You know, they're not going to be able to get to you or as badly. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Well, when you're in peace, you're not on timelines. But when you're not on any timelines, then you're not being controlled by the aliens. That's sort of the way to look at it. So you want to be peaceful and getting away from those timelines. So I guess that's probably what the way to look at it. If you're not peaceful, you're going to be in emotions. Emotions bring you into timelines, and the timelines give you the alien energies that are going to be controlling you. Oh, I guess that's it.
Right, and it's interesting that woman, that that wrote that email that I just read, you know, got to a point in her life where she was feeling good, but then realized, oh, but I was actually experiencing love and still had judgment. She was feeling, rather, I should say, emotional love. And then when she found Creation Lightship and got cleared, she found out what it really means to be in the light and be at peace. It's a shame, I guess, that dark light of the darkness energy feels good to so many people, right?
Oh, yeah, it's very enticing. You're here. Everything around you really is brought to you by the darkness, in a sense, you know, because that's how they work. So, anyway, it's to be, when you really realize what's happening to you and things that you may want to fire for is only because the darkness wants to ice you into something. I'm doing a little flyer for the expo, or expos, I guess, coming up here, and a lot of the practitioners that I find out there, they'll have their attunements and their special razzmatazz stuff, you know, and their downloads for people, and all this stuff going on, and it's all a big trap. They're getting hooked into the darkness because they want to have something, instantaneous gratification handed to them on a silver platter. And so they'll pay practitioners to do that. Yeah, give me all these downloads. I want this, you know. Well, then where are they after that? They're hooked up. And, you know, it's very sad. One lady, I can just talk about this. One lady who is on the circuit, and she talks in alien language from some alien race. And I won't give her name, but it was seeing a lady back in New York who needed some healing, and she was dysfunctional after she saw this lady. Probably, maybe she saw her 12 years ago or something, okay? Who was a secretary, very good at it, but after she saw the lady, her life started going to hell in a handbasket because she got these downloads. And what happened to her was that she had to got up in the morning, she says, Ron, you know, I'm dysfunctional. I go, well, you know, I didn't know what that really meant, typically, because what I have to do is I have to get a postum. Wake up. Got to think what I need to do next, or make one out beforehand. And the first one is go to the bathroom. So I read it, and I go to the bathroom. And I have another postum is do this, maybe take a shower. Next one is go here. So she has all these postums in her room directing her what she's going to be doing in that room. So I did a lot of work with her and got her released from that energy. And from there, we had a workshop back in New York, and this other lady came, and these two ladies saw each other. They said, yeah, you went to that workshop by Judy. That was her name. I won't give you her last name. And she goes, yeah. He says, you know, since I've, you know, and this lady, I guess, was making lots of money as an attorney, and anything happened to her, she didn't talk about the postums, but she's completely dysfunctional. And so that's what the aliens did to her, or to both of them. And really, they, you know, they wanted something from this person. And I guess the aliens really did a good job on them by, you know, talking that AET language and whatever they were doing. And that's where they were. So they got stuck. And probably dysfunctional, you know, today, but not as much. But their whole life fell apart. So that's sort of what can happen. Well, they went to the lady, I don't know. They probably saw her at one of the expos and wanted to have her instantaneous gratification and her wonderful downloads. You give them this and that and the other, and naturally it's very enticing. But they got hooked up. I think it's in the name of the Elohim. Anyway, remember, they can use whatever name they want. Whatever sounds good to people that is palatable for them. And if it sounds like a nice name of whatever it is, you know, the aliens will give you that name. They'll just come forth and suck your energy. So that's what happened to these two ladies and probably many others. Anyway, that's what happened. So the whole thing is, when you're looking for instantaneous gratification, the downloads, that's all dark side energy. All we do is take stuff away from you, take away this crud, this stuff that you've been dealing with, or using the word loosely, karma, you know, the thoughts of your ancestors plus yourself, to get it out of you, more spirit energy. Very long in your person. And you're probably on your way for a new life. Look back. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I can't help but wonder what they paid to have that done to them, too. Those things are usually costly.
They paid their life.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't heard that term download, you know, in a long time, but I think of it as mental. You know, they're downloading stuff into your brain. But really, they're getting you on the physical level, too, aren't they? They're really taking over.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, that is frightening. Well, and did those two women continue and get their clearings from Creation Lightship?
I have no clue.
No.
I don't know how far they went.
I always feel bad when we hear that, you know, people found you, but then they don't, you know, follow through and, you know, get actually cleared out. Okay, we have a question about space holders, Ron. Can we use the space holders for sleeping at time?
Well, I don't know about that. It might be good. You know, you don't want your spirit to leave you. So it's a little hard to... The space holder is only... I brought those forward because people needed some help because they weren't body completely. So you need to be in your body completely. And because of that, that's what space holders can help you with. Other than that, as far as protection, the only protection that you have by having a space holder is that you have light with you. Dark side really will have an awful hard time connecting to light. That's the process, is either space holders. But really, it's up to you to get your spirit back. That's your whole mission here. The day you were born to the day you die is to get your spirit back, to have spirit retrievals done on you. Do the clearings to where you need to get yourself back here. Otherwise, your spirit could be getting tortured someplace. So that's what the process. You need to act your body with your spirit. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And you have given us that wonderful free healing of the Be Here Now, and that's exactly what it does. It's three-part body retrieval, spirit retrieval, and then spirit integration. And, boy, that's very powerful. It always feels really good when I do that. Okay, we'll move on to some more questions, Ron, unless you have something else you wanted to add there.
Oh, I guess that's good. So,
okay.
You know, you don't want to get lost on space holders, you know, because
right.
That's not something that you really should even be using, unless you have a real problem, you know, holding your, you know, your integrity. And, you know, you still got to call your spirit back. So you just can't say, oh, Anna gets a zillion space holders in my body, and now I'm fit. Well, what happened to your spirit? Well, first job is to get your spirit back. Like I said, you may want to use a space holder if you have pain in your body. It may come into you more than your spirit will, because your spirit doesn't want to have any pain or suffering. And as the space holders are not conscious, it's probably not going to recognize the pain that you're dealing with. For that, it might be a really good thing to do. So other than that, I don't see, you know, much use in it, because the rest is up to you. Bring your spirit back. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that the number one thing you've taught us, Ron, is to command our spirits to be in our bodies. I always say I command my spirit to be in my body all the way down to the tips of my toes. Could we do that process, Ron, the in-out process for people, so they can kind of feel their spirits more powerfully in their bodies?
Yeah, so you may feel a little heavier during this year, so we're going to take what you have in your body and bring your spirit into your feet and come out again. That way your spirit will be more in your legs to do healing there. So here we go. So going out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. And just see how all your body is doing right now. You might want to step and walk around. If you feel a little heavier, a little more conscious. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I love when you do that. I just think it feels so wonderful. So thank you very much. Okay, let me check our fast chat here. Yeah, we'd love to hear how. I can't imagine anyone doesn't feel just wonderful when you do that, but if anyone has any comments about that, that would be great. Just put them on the... Oh, we're getting a lot of requests for rooms on the Lightship. So if this is your first time listening to Ron when he takes a trip to Creation Lightship, be sure and choose one physical thing to request to be healed when we do go to the Lightship. And someone had a question about... the date today. I don't know if we have a phone caller. Do you hear that beep, Ron?
We're not taking calls tonight, though.
Yeah, so. We're not going to take any calls. I'm sorry if someone's calling in. Okay. So hold on one second. We have a few more emails here. I just opened the wrong one. Okay, someone wrote in, have the clones been messing with our history? I have noticed a lot of incorrect information online and on television. For instance, someone on a show about movies went on about a movie saying the completely wrong title and year of release and then never made any correction.
Oh, I don't know. That's quite interesting. very possibly they just got a script and made a mistake. You know, that's what I would say. So
that's not clones or them being messed with in some way?
Probably. I don't think so.
Okay.
Sure, but, you know, we live in a weird world here with all the stuff going on.
Well, good. That's good. So they're not, like, changing things, and I'm happy to hear that. Okay, another email. Dear Ron, there's a homeless man in our area that we refer to as Speech Man. He walks and stops and makes a speech, and we noticed that he stops in the same place on our street every time, and then if he's across the street, also the same place. So we think that he is walking to lay or grid lines. And is he receiving some kind of energy from those or some kind of information, or is he being controlled by underground aliens?
Boy, that one I can't answer. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd rather not even look there, you know.
Right.
But if he's stopping in a certain location all the time, then he's probably running a program, so that would be more of a yes to that one. But the other, I don't want to really check into his energy system.
Right. Well, maybe you could tell us, though, how ley lines and grid lines affect us, because you do have clearings for those on the website.
Yeah, so what happens is that you could be directed even to get a house on a certain grid line. And that could be good or bad, okay? You want to just feel the energy out first, naturally. And from there, it could be quite interesting. Maybe where you are now, it's not the greatest, and this is much better. So you are having, you know, a wonderful a new house or something coming into your horizons or something, or a new living space. So the grid lines are what you're attached to. A lot of people have a hard time moving, releasing those grid lines because, well, all of a sudden you're hooked up to these things and you just can't get away from them. So if you are having a hard time getting disattached, then by all means do that clearing so you can extricate yourself from the area where you are. And they do attach things to the grid lines. So I'll do a clearing for that. The grid lines, ley lines, that's what we use terminology for here. So here we go. Releasing the energy right where you're sitting right now. Feel maybe a little better. So one. Oh boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Here we go again. One. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I just want to get up and walk. Now notice that probably where you are now, where you're seated, you probably won't feel much energy there. As you get away from that grid line, you'll be drawn into another one. I'd feel the densities change. So anyway, that's what happens. A lot of people get stuck, can't get themselves released from a grid line, and they can't move. They have a job in another town, but they go, no, I don't want to live there for whatever reason. Reason strictly is because they, you know, are attached to the grid line heavily. Can't get rid of it. Back to you.
Wow. Okay, Ron. I really felt something when you released that. But I know what you mean. I have known so many people in my life that they're not even happy where they live, but it just never occurs to them to move, or they have some reasons why, no, we have to stay here. And I think that has to be the grid lines and the ley lines. So it's almost quarter of, Ron. Do you feel like it's a good time to go to the light ship?
I think it sounds good. Yeah, so let's go.
Great.
Everybody, so this only works live for the people listening. And here we go. We're going to go to the light ship. So have your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. One, two, three, four, and five. And you want to request one healing. So what's the first room, Ann?
The deer room.
Ah, okay. We're going to go into where the deers are. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And next room?
The frogs and tadpoles.
Okay. Frog and tadpole room. So again, request your one. One, two, three, four, and five.
I'm sorry, she also said newts, newt, frog, and tadpole, so I guess there are newts in there, too.
Okay, here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five, okay?
The dragon room.
Okay, comes the dragon, so stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger, okay?
Okay, that's all the requests we got for tonight, Ron. I know this is
pulling out of the hat here, so let's go to the room with the dolphins. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and want to have horses, so here we go. And remember, all these energies come to you in groups of three. So here's the horses. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm going to have the squirrels come and the little chipmunks. So here we go. This will be two separate rooms. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. In one room that sounded kind of a little different, cactus room. So here comes the cactus to help you out. So request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next we'll have the detox room, which will be the hot tub room. And this is the yellow gel this time. Here we go, yellow gel. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do two more rooms here, so we'll do the whales. So we'll have the white whales come to us. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into the rainforest room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Nope. Well, there we go, everybody. And we'll be coming back from the light ship now. So animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now joining you. Back down, I'll count from 5 to 1. When I feel the room change, when I hit normally around 3, is now, right now, nothing's connected to you, you're out of time. I'm back here, then you're in the time-based reality matrix, but you will probably still be stopped on the matrix timeline until the show ends. So here we go, coming back down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, so are you out there, Ann?
I sure am, Ron, and thank you so much. That was wonderful. I'm so happy that someone did there in the end request the rainforest room, and it felt really good. And can you talk to us a little bit about rainforest, Ron? You've mentioned that before, so I think it was great that we got to go to that room.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the everything to be taken away here, so there's no more timelines and we naturally see the way the Earth is supposed to be. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to have happen. Anyway, that's what I'd like to see here, is the Earth the way it's supposed to be. So anyway, rainforest is what would be here a lot. So I can bring in the energy of what it's supposed to be. So I can do that, get the Earth Spirit to help out to bring in proper energy here. So here we go. Earth energy the way it's supposed to be. Oh, one, two, three, four, and five. Hey. We'll just see if the air changes. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, And five. And one, two, three, four. Hey, do you have any comments out there?
I will check. Whew, that felt that felt really, really good. Okay, it would certainly be wonderful to have this planet be much more rainforest than it is now. Would it be 100% rainforest, Ron?
It would be where it would be. It won't be 100%, no. But it will have that energy of like a rainforest where everything is very, very pure, uncorrupted.
That would be wonderful. I don't know if this is a creation lightship thing. I mean, I'm already feeling really fabulous from that trip to the lightship, but sometimes on our weekend calls, you do those magnets, put magnets around us. Is it possible for people to have a sample of that, Ron?
Yeah, this is the floating magnets to help release pain. So here we go. Oh. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Ron. That's wonderful. Okay, we have some comments. Someone said, yes, could feel the air cooler and cleaner. You know, I think I noticed that too. Now that she mentioned it, it got a bit cooler. It would probably always be, what, in the 50s or 60s in the rainforest, Ron. Someone else says, I keep smelling coconut. And someone said, thanks, the air is different and better. So that's interesting. A lot of people picked up on the rainforest energy through the way the air felt.
Very good. Yes. Uh-huh.
And will it be a little cooler, Ron, when we're all in the in rainforest energy?
Well, it'd be adaptable for everybody.
Great. Okay. It is, we have, just want to make one announcement. So check on, you know, we have a lot of comments and statements and tabs to click on our lovely chat box. So our moderator is just wanting you all to know that you can go there anytime, and also that that chat box is open all the time. So it's just for us. No other shows or anything go on there. So if you ever have anything you want like to add in, you can do that and just put in when you'll be listening to the shows. And also when you send an email, please put when you'll be listening to the shows so we can talk about it in the right place. Okay, we're close to the end, Ron, but can we do one more question somebody has?
We can go a little bit over.
Oh, okay.
5 minutes over.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so this is a little, well, it's not really a shifting of gears, it's a good one. Someone wants to know, they come from a family, their ancestors, of undertakers, and they feel like that does some things, parents and grandparents, I shouldn't have said ancestors, it's not that far back, but it feels like it does weird things to them in their life, and then he's wondering if it's even in his DNA. So is there... Can you talk about that a little, Ron, how our parents and grandparents might be affecting us?
Yeah, they can body hop, so very likely that could be what's going on. boy, it can get kind of rough. Let's just release the energy here. Oh, here we go. So, releasing the energy from you, so this is true with anybody here. That may have the same situation. A one, two, oh boy, three. Oh, we have four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now, you could have a curse put on you by many people. Just give a little story. When I was growing up, I don't know, I was probably maybe 18, 20 or something, a couple of years ago. I was talking to a person or overheard a conversation by someone else. I was next to him, and the person had a mortuary. And he said, you know, mortuaries, you know, really can't make enough money to stay in business. This is way back, you know, when, you know, like I said, a couple of years ago. And he says, what they normally do is they'll take off the rings and the jewelry and even the gold and the fillings and everything else. That's their, you know, that subsidizes their business. Okay, so I'll just say that may not be true, but we'll just look at it as if it is, okay? Person's going to be buried in the ground anyway. But what if that emotional body now is hanging around that body, right? And he sees this guy come in and take off the necklace at midnight, and they take it to their jewelry friend, and he takes off the diamonds and puts in fake stones, right? Looks similar. Oh, and everything else, teeth, etc. And all of a sudden, you know, the guy made 10 grand, you know, for a couple hours work, you know, all this stuff. Well, now the emotional body sees that. That emotional body is probably going to be really, really, really upset, as naturally things are going on. And so the emotional body could hop into that person and really cause havoc. That could get passed on to you. You're part of the ancestors in the line, you know. So anyway, there's somebody out there may have saw something similar to that too or heard about it, but that's what can happen. So you could have a curse on you, and I'll release that as this emotional body dislikes you immensely. So here we go. Energy, so stronger, stronger, oh man, stronger, stronger, and stronger. I would suggest, I'm almost getting like a stomach ache. That's bad news. So the person who gave that testimonial, you better get on and get that clearing, dark side practitioner one, because you may be inundated with this stuff. Life's not working, probably because ancestors took on a curse. Ask your family members if that ever went on. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Oof, thank you. Very interesting. And what about entities, though, around, you know, not just that body that they're working with, someone who's an undertaker, but are there entities in general a lot around places like funeral homes and graveyards?
Oh, yeah, that's hanging out. Yeah. That's it. That and maybe the ER rooms and, even if you happen to be a coroner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The full gamut there of energies coming to you, you being in proximity. Yeah.
So the entity clearing would be good, too, to get rid of that.
That would help, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, someone has another question. If we are in pain and our spirit left and we did not ask for a space holder, what is in our body?
Yeah. Yeah, what or who or something. Yeah, I think what would be the answer. It wouldn't be you, so it would be a what? Imagination.
Nothing good.
Nothing good.
So, just to be clear then, if we, you know, bump into something and have pain, would it be a good idea to just immediately say, for instance, if we did that, please, I command a space holder be put into this part of my body?
Yeah, I would suggest that, yeah.
Okay.
Never really talked about that, but yeah, that would be what you'd want to do. Or if you have, know somebody that's in pain a lot, chronic pain or the operation, maybe a bad toothache or something, that could help act. So, yes, very good.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Let's see. This just came in from someone listening tonight. Does Ron agree that if a person's programmed, they don't see the intentions of the other person but only knows their own thoughts? So I guess basically he's asking a clone, I guess, someone who's programmed, mind-programmed, can they understand somebody else and know another person's intentions?
A clone? Know another clone's intentions? Is that what you're asking? Or?
Well, it sounds like they're asking, human to clone more. Like, I'm gathering they're referring to maybe misunderstandings between people, and possibly one of them, if one of them's programmed, is that why that they misunderstand things and don't understand the other person?
Oh, yeah. So that they're asking if the clone doesn't get something, that I would say could be correct, yes. The clone doesn't understand and know a lot of things, and by that, a lot of frustration. The clone may not feel frustrated. They may just smile as you explain it again and again and again. But for you, you'd be frustrated. So I would say, yeah, that would be probably yes for the frustrations of this, because the clone is not human. So you're speaking a different language. Back to you.
So no getting in arguments with clones, right, Ron?
it'll be pushing your own buttons. So you're going to be creating timelines that you're going to be on. Probably won't have clones with you on that timeline, but you are going to be having stuff happening to you as you're choosing to get onto those timelines. I mean, you want to be peaceful. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And it's interesting as I think of peace, staying in peace, so I'm not emotional. But you took it a step further tonight and said if we're emotional, we're going to also get on timelines. So that just, makes things clearer and clearer. Okay, someone's missed what we said about pain. Yes, call in a placeholder if you have some kind of pain in your body, and that will help protect you. There's also a pain clearing that Ron has on his website. Okay, Ron, now we're almost to 5 after. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss or any sample healings we could do before we say goodbye?
We'll just do one for pain. Bring in more of those little floating magnets till the end of the hour, even for like a quarter after. So here we go. Floating magnet energy is coming your way, and then we'll do a pain release from the pain release room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And next we're going to do each room, so stronger, getting rid of the pain, stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, here we go. So this will say thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. Hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow. And from there, let's do the mind to heart drop, dropping down the thoughts inside of your head, monkey mind, the chatter, whatever you wish to call it. Gonna drop them down so that you can become peaceful. So dropping them down, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Should be peaceful, and we'll hopefully tomorrow. And BBS show will be Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.